Hello, I'm Jason Elkins with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's Office of Inspector General. I'm here with Chris Lucas, the Special Agent in Charge of the Electronic Crimes Division within the OIG's Office of Investigations. How are you doing, Chris?
Good, thanks, Jason.
By title alone, the Electronic Crimes Division sounds like a vital component to the OIG's investigations, but what is your division's role?
The Electronic Crimes Division, or as we call it, ECD, is responsible for criminal investigations that involve the use of digital media, high technology, or critical infrastructure of the EPA. This is accomplished through collecting and analyzing digital evidence for use in the prosecution of individuals involved.
Electronic Crimes Division must be involved in a lot of cases, then?
We support almost all OIG investigations. Since there's a digital component to almost all of them, we analyze and record employee access to prohibited sites, communications, and documentation of criminal activity.
Chris, can you give our listeners an idea of some of these cases your division has worked to support the OIG's Office of Investigations?
The ECD has provided critical evidence and support for many investigations that have resulted in the arrest and prosecution for activities ranging from grant and contract fraud to cybercrime to employee misconduct to accessing child pornography.
Now, I know you can't discuss active investigations, but can you elaborate on some of these prosecuted cases?
We've uncovered and remedied many cases where EPA employees spend parts of their workday using government-issued computers to access and often download pornography, sometimes including child pornography. These cases have led to prison sentences, removal from federal service, immediate retirements, and other administrative remedies based on the severity of the action. I'm not going to go into specific cases, but they've ranged from trading images and lewd materials to downloading gigabytes of images and videos.
Wow. So are these investigations limited to EPA employees only?
No. On the cybercrime front, we've also participated in the identification of hackers who have created disruption to EPA networks or defaced EPA websites. In one case, a foreign national was arrested and is awaiting extradition.
And you mentioned grant and contract fraud. What does that look like? And how does the Electronic Crimes Division factor into those cases?
We've supported major fraud cases such as violations of the Buy American Clause, the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act. Through computer forensic support, in one case, evidence was uncovered that showed a company violated the provisions of the Recovery Act by supplying equipment that was not made in America as required by the Act. That case resulted in the arrest of a business owner and is pending prosecution.
Chris, I'm wondering, how does the constant advancement in technology impact your division?
Electronic crimes is an ever-growing segment of criminal investigation that is constantly changing with upgrades in technology. It's a continuous and demanding learning curve that agents and analysts must stay ahead of to be successful in preventing, detecting, and mitigating crimes involving technology.
How do you stay ahead?
All agents and analysts who perform computer forensic work are trained and maintain certification in each method and procedure used for preserving potential digital evidence without disruption to the EPA business. This requires continual recertification and continual professional education to stay abreast of new technology. Since technology is so rapidly evolving, analysts must always look towards the future and enhance their knowledge and capabilities so as to not encounter problems that will impede investigations.
Special Agent in Charge Chris Lucas, thanks so much for giving us this insight into the vital work being performed in the OIG's Electronic Crimes Division. To our listeners, you can find out more information about some of the investigations we talked about here today and a lot more EPA Office of Inspector General work by visiting our website at www.epa.gov/OIG. And be sure to follow us on Twitter at EPA OIG.